somehow way.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you what, the civil war in the Republican Party continues. Donald Trump the other day said that in his opinion, Paul Ryan is a curse on the Republican Party. This is Trump saying that. Now, anytime Trump says somebody is a curse on anything, Trump is a curse on the Republican Party and on the United States. So when he accuses someone else, it elevates them in my esteem. However, Paul Ryan is not high in my esteem, but he at least is standing up to Trump. Paul Ryan went down to Illinois, and he is about to headline a fundraiser for Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger is a Republican congressman, a moderate, who represents the Rockford, Illinois area, the general area, just south of Beloit. You've been to Beloit, you heard of Beloit. Well, Rockford, Illinois is just south of that. Sometimes you get their TV reception in the Madison area. It's a good town. My brother practiced law there for a while. And Kinzinger is a moderate Republican. But more to the point, he has stood up to Trump. He has stood up to QAnon, to the right wing, the way that Liz Cheney has, but even more so, and the way that Mitt Romney has, but even more so. And Paul Ryan, who's originally from Janesville, going down to headline an event for Adam Kinzinger. In addition to that, Paul Ryan has said publicly, we've got to get beyond Trump. Got to get beyond that burden. And, you know, you may say, well, duh. I mean, that's a no-brainer, duh. Well, you know, to say that in the Republican Party, if you're ever going to run for office again, takes courage. Because there is a constituency out there, a Trump constituency, where if you run for office again in a Republican primary, you are going to be giving up a third of the vote right from the start. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Third of the vote. Third of the vote won't even look at you. And I'll tell you something, you run in a primary in advance and they say you're going to lose a third of the vote right away. Who's going to overcome that? And that's why a lot of the Republicans are simply knuckling under Trump, just desperate for him not to endorse their opponent in the primary. Preferably endorse them, but not their opponent. Stay out of their hair. Well, Paul Ryan's taking it on. Now, what consequence does that have? What real consequence does that have? Some people say that Ryan is planning to run for president in 2024. He was a congressman from Les Aspin's old district, Janesville, Beloit, and then over to Racine, Kenosha. It was a purple district. Now it's slightly red. You know, Les Aspin, one of the great congressmen, a friend of mine, passed away tragically and prematurely in 1994 of a heart condition, but he's a wonderful man, and he held that seat. He held that seat for a long time. He was elected in 1970, held it for 24 years, actually 22 years. What happened was that Bill Clinton tapped him to be Secretary of Defense, and he went in and he was Secretary of Defense, and then he passed away. But Paul Ryan got it ultimately. Other Republicans have had it because in gerrymandering, they added some of the most conservative suburbs of southern Milwaukee, Hell's Corners, that area, Franklin, part of Waukesha County, gerrymandered, just snuck them right in there to make it hard for a Democrat to win. But the point is, in that district, you don't want Trump going after you because of roughly a third of them would side with him, unfortunately. Now, is Paul Ryan going to run for president? I don't know if he's going to run for president. He was in the House of Representatives. Then he was Speaker for a while. Speaker succeeded John Boehner. John Boehner, a moderate Republican from Ohio, and Paul Ryan was a college student at Miami of Ohio. He was an intern, worked in the office of John Boehner. And the two of them, especially Boehner, came up with a very, very smart and crafty way of running the government. They had Tea Party types, real weirdos, sort of the equivalent of the Devin Nunezes and the Gomer and Gossards and, you know, Mo Brooks and Gates, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, really bad people. But what they did is whenever they wanted to pass something, They got as many Republican votes as they could. And then they went to Nancy Pelosi and they go, okay, I need 29 Democrats or 18 Democrats or six Democrats, and she would round them up. For instance, a lot of this Tea Party outfit would not vote for any disaster relief for a northern state. You know, we all want it went for Texas and all of that. But remember when Hurricane Sandy went through New Jersey, they wouldn't vote for it. So what Boehner did is he puts together a coalition of whatever Republicans he could get and some Democrats, and he ruled that way. He governed that way. He was very, very smart. Well, the Tea Party types didn't like it. They squeezed him out. They put in Ryan. Ryan continued that kind of moderate policies, and then he got squeezed out. And then they passed what's called the Hastert Rule. Dennis Hastert came in as speaker, and the Hastert Rule is no legislation, if the Republicans run this Congress, even gets to the floor, unless there's majority support in the Republican caucus. It's toxic. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And that still holds. That still holds. And if Kevin McCarthy ever got in as speaker, that would continue to hold. And it's bad news. So what does Paul Ryan do with that background? I don't know that he runs for president. It could very well be that he'll be on people's short list for vice president. Again, he was Mitt Romney's vice presidential nominee in 2012. And of course, they didn't make it. But stand by. It's good to have a voice, even though a lot of disagreement with Paul Ryan on a lot of issues. And I supported Randy Brice when he ran in the first district. And as long as Paul Ryan was going to be the nominee, things looked very good. The minute he bowed out and the style came in, no one knew who he was, but he was a generic Republican. And those Milwaukee and Waukesha districts carried the day for him. Got to get rid of gerrymandering, or I don't know if we'll ever have a Democrat in the first congressional district. But stay tuned. There's a lot of maneuvering around the edges in the Republican Party, sniffing and bobbing and weaving to try to position themselves. Some of them are weak. You know, Nikki Haley wants it, and DeSantis. These people are disasters. They're disasters. They are never going to be president of the United States. But somebody's got to run. Mitt Romney, is he going to run again? I don't know. Liz Cheney, is she going to run? Paul Ryan? I would like to see somebody in the Republican Party who's moderate, who isn't a nut, who doesn't love Putin, who doesn't love QAnon, who understands how important NATO is and Western civilization is and Western unity and the EU and our alliances in the Pacific, who understands all that, understands history. And as bad as they are on any other issue, in your opinion, at least that's a hedge. It's a hedge in the Republican Party to keep it away from nuts and criminals. And, you know, I don't know why I have to even be saying this. I never would have in the past to say I want the Republican Party to stay away from nuts and criminals. But I want the Republican Party to stay away from nuts and criminals because one got in for 4 years, Donald Trump. And if he gets in again, or one of his fellow travelers and running dogs gets in, this country is going to be in a lot of trouble, and our alliances are going to be a lot of trouble. And our economy, quite frankly, right now is boom, and it was boom under him, and it was boom under Biden. But I do not want to see tax dollars stolen by Republican donors. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.